Genesis 26, 1 to 13. There was a famine in the land, besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, in Gerar. Then the Lord appeared to him and said, "Do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land of which I shall tell you. Dwell in this land, and I will be with you and bless you. For to you and your descendants I give all these lands, and I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham, your father, and I will make your descendants multiply as the stars of heaven. I will give to your descendants all these lands, and in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws." So Isaac dwelt in Gerar. And the men of the place asked about his wife, and he said, "She is my sister," for he was afraid to say, "She is my wife," because he thought, "Lest the men of the place kill me for Rebekah, because she is beautiful to behold." Now it came to pass, when he had been there a long time, that Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked through a window and saw, and there was Isaac showing endearment to Rebekah his wife. Then Abimelech called Isaac and said, "Quite obviously she is your wife, so how could you say she is my sister?" Isaac said to him, "Because I said, lest I die on account of her." And Abimelech said, "What is this you have done to us? One of the people might soon have lain with your wife, and you would have brought guilt on us." So Abimelech charged all his people, saying, "He who touches this man or his wife shall surely be put to death." Then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. The man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous. Genesis 26, 1 to 13. It's quite a long read, but the emphasis is on verse 13. Hello there. You're welcome to Enrich Podcast. I am your host, Oluchi Ajogu. Verse 13. The man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous. Some other translation says, "He waxed great, went forward and grew until he became very great." Some other says, "He got richer and richer by the day until he was very wealthy." The man began to prosper. Who was the Bible referring to here? Isaac. He was the man that began to prosper. He was the miracle child God gave to Sarah at 90 and Abraham at 100. This miracle child was the same God asked Abraham to sacrifice to him. On the mount for the sacrifice, Isaac allowed his father to bind him, and he did not resist, though he had the power to, because he was young and much stronger than Abraham was. So not only was Isaac a miracle child, but also a model for us Christians of the kind of relationship we should have with our Heavenly Father. Isaac, even when bound, trusted and obeyed his father. Now, how do you react when it seems like certain things are binding you and your father, God, keeps letting them? How would you react? How do you react? God saved Isaac. Then he went on to live a life of faith. He had his faults quite all right. He was not a perfect man. He even lied that his wife was his sister. But God blessed him tremendously. You don't need to be perfect for God to bless you. Now, this is not an excuse to sin. This is not an excuse to live in deceit. But Isaac was a man of faith. He believed God. So the thing to learn from here, you don't need to be perfect for God to bless you. Yes, you have your faults. You just need to stay surrendered to God. You just need to stay surrendered to Him. And that was one of the basics God used to bless Isaac. The Bible recorded that Isaac waxed strong, waxed great, went forward and grew until he was very great. Now, greatness is not just limited to finance. And prosperity is not just limited to finance. Yes, finance is inclusive, but that is not all there is to greatness. Isaac was great financially. He was great intellectually. He was great spiritually. He was great health-wise. He was also great relationship-wise. But first, he lived a life of faith in God. He was great in faith. Though not perfect, this points that you can be restored to a place of right standing with God. You too can live a life of faith. That life that attracts the blessings of God. That life that attracts the continuous flow of the blessings of God. Isaac was not just blessed. He was not just rich. He did not just begin to prosper. The Bible recorded, he began to prosper and he continued. It was not just a one-time achievement, but it was a continuous achievement, a continuous greatness, continuous prosperity. He said he began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous, until he came to a point of abundant greatness, abundant prosperity, abundance of it. You too can be very great. You too can become very prosperous. You just need to stay surrendered to God. You just need to stay yielded entirely to Him. Hello there. It's another week to stay enriched in God. And by God, and with God. Enrich Podcast with Oluchi Ajogun. Stay tuned and stay blessed.